I was just thinking about how hard it used to be to make a video. You know, you needed those huge cameras, all the cables. It was kind of a mess.
It really was a huge barrier. But now, I mean, things have changed so much. Anyone can make a really polished video.
Right. And to help us figure that out, we're doing a deep dive into a guide from The Marketing Tutor.
They're great. They help local folks in the UK, but also, video makers everywhere.
And their whole mission, which I love, is to find the best tools so you can make and share videos without getting a massive headache.
That is the perfect mission. And the main idea, really, is to keep things simple. The marketing tutor focuses on the benefits.
Yeah, the benefits, not just the features.
Exactly. Like the best tools now let you use drag and drop.
That's my favorite part. You click a clip, you move it where you want it, no coding, no complicated menus.
It just works.
Yeah.
And it lets you focus on being creative, right? You can think about the story you're telling, not why the software is crashing.
Yeah, definitely not that. But the marketing tutor says the biggest benefit is actually working
Oh,
together.
for sure. Teamwork.
It used to be.
Yeah.
What? You have to email this giant video file to your friend, and it would take like hours to upload.
Forever. It was so clunky. Now, the good tools let you and your whole team work on the same video at the exact same time.
So I could be here, and you could be somewhere else, and we'd see the changes instantly.
Instantly, it's a game changer.
That saves so much time. The guide also mentions keyboard shortcuts. That sounds a little technical to me.
It sounds it, but it's really not. It's actually super simple. It just means like pressing the C key on your keyboard to cut a clip.
Ah,
It
okay.
makes you so much faster once you learn a few.
Right. Okay, so we've made our video. Now we have to show it. And this is where the marketing tutor brings up hosting.
Yep, hosting. It's basically just where your video lives on the internet, and it's really, really important for localization.
Localization. So that just means making sure people in, say, different countries can see the video properly.
That's it, exactly. And a huge part of that is speed. The guide talks about CDNs.
CDNs. What is that?
It stands for Content Delivery Network. So, okay, imagine you put your video on one computer, and that computer's in London. If someone in Japan wants to watch it, that video signal has to travel all the way across the world. It's going to be slow, it's going to buffer.
And everyone hates that buffering wheel.
Nobody waits for that. So a CDN, what it does is it puts copies of your video in lots of different places.
Yeah.
A copy in London, one in New York, another in Tokyo.
Oh, I see. So the person in Japan is watching the copy that's already close to them?
Precisely. It loads super fast. It's a
Yeah.
huge deal for reaching a global audience.
That's really smart. And the marketing tutor also points out another way to help with that, language tools.
This part is so cool. There are AI tools now that can literally listen to your video.
And they write out the words, like subtitle.
Yeah, automatically. It's incredibly accurate. And then it can even translate those subtitles into other languages.
Wow. So I could speak in English, but someone could read along in Spanish or French.
You got it. It just blows the doors wide open for who can understand your story. It's amazing for localization.
It really is. But okay, this brings up a big question. Should we be using free tools or paid tools? The marketing tutor gets into this.
That's a great question. And look, free tools are fine to start with. They get the job done.
But there's a but.
There's a but. Paid tools give you, well, better security for one thing. You don't want someone stealing your video before you release it. It's like locking your house.
That's a good way to put it. Better locks.
And better features, too. Some of the paid tools are using AI to help you edit. The computer can suggest the best scenes to use.
Whoa, that sounds like the future.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
And that's where the marketing tutor brings up return on investment.
Right. What does that mean here?
It's just a fancy way of saying that the little bit of money you spend on a tool, it saves you so much time and stress that it's worth it. You get a better video faster.
So it pays for itself in the end.
Totally. The right tools help you work with your team, keep your video safe, and share it with the whole world. It's all connected.
It's really exciting how easy it's all becoming. But I have one last thought on all this.
Go for it.
If the computer starts doing all the editing and the AI is writing the subtitles for us, how much of us is actually left in the art?
Yeah,
That's
that's
so,
a really big question. We have to make sure we're still the ones telling our own stories.
something to think about for
Yeah.
sure. Make sure you go check out the marketing tutor for more great tips. Thanks for joining our deep dive.